Maria del Rosario Ramirez is an undocumented immigrant who lives in Southeast Austin. Because she is not a U.S. citizen, she's not eligible for food stamps. Her granddaughter, whom she takes care of, was born in America, and she is eligible for food stamps. They receive about $200 worth per month.
Yo he estado haciendo limpieza de casa.
I'm a house cleaner. With that, I cover all my costs. I'm also receiving food stamps. It's the only thing that I have for my child, and that's how we continue to eat. The little that I get from food stamps is all I am entitled to receive. I go to churches to ask for food, and with that, we eat.
Ramirez is one of 162,000 people in Travis County considered to be at risk of hunger. And if a modified food stamps program passes through Congress, she may have to rely even more heavily on churches. The Republican-controlled U.S. House and the Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate both agree that the food stamps program should be cut. They only differ by how much. The Senate wants $4 billion in cuts. The House wants $16 billion. The House version of the Farm Bill would see about 1.8 million Americans lose eligibility for food stamps. If Travis County were to receive an equal share of those cuts, it would mean almost 5,000 people would lose their benefits. Some groups say it could be twice that. Celia Cole is with the Texas Food Bank Network.
Those people aren't going to have their needs go away. They're going to remain hungry. And it's gonna pose an increased demand on our food bank's resources, which are stretched pretty tight already.
One factor stretching food bank resources is a decline in food commodities provided to them by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The USDA's Emergency Food Assistance Program has been reduced by about 30% since 2009.
Those commodities make up somewhere around about a third of our inventory. And if the inventory gets cut as well, It's a perfect storm.
John Turner is with the Capital Area Food Bank, which distributes 50 million pounds of food per year to local organizations. Those organizations then hand it directly to hungry people.
But we're basically already stretched. I think it's fair to say to breaking point, trying to keep up with the increase in need.
Some of that demand might be alleviated if more people who qualified for food stamps would apply for them. In Travis County, for example, 114,000 people receive food stamp benefits. But twice as many people meet the income requirements, according to U.S. Census poverty estimates. The reasons they don't apply are numerous and complicated. Some people might not realize they're eligible. Others might be too proud to accept a government handout. Suli Pauline is a case manager at the local charity El Buen Samaritano Episcopal Mission. She says some legal immigrants are concerned that it might harm their chances of becoming a citizen.
We have a lot of people who are in the process of obtaining citizenship, and one of the things that they're told is that you can't be a quote-unquote public charge, and they're very afraid of doing anything that's tied to the government, which is why they use community food banks.
The Farm Bill expires on September 30th. Congress returns from recess on the 10th, but it's only in session for 8 days this month. If lawmakers can't come to an agreement, their most likely step is to pass a short-term extension of the Farm Bill, putting off a decision until voters choose who will run the country. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.